Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Something wrong.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
She poops at parties.
They have a white running back. Bottom line, they're ass.
Wow!
Okay,
wow.
We apologize.
No.
It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
You're an idiot, too.
Thank you, Dave.
Nice to have you along. Club tonight will be wild and crazy.
Is it?
Can't you hear it in my voice?
Is it going to be wild? You're like, there's nothing better when that guy that is, like, his whole life is PG-13, and he's like, oh, golly, it's going to get wild in Vegas tonight. Vegas isn't ready for us. No, I think Vegas is properly prepared for what you're bringing to the table.
Planning to hit those penny slots past midnight, and it's a big deal.
We're going to a strip club. They won't see the likes of us coming. I think they're going to be all right. Love that. Take the city down. Bang the city head on.
So what do we learn today? Do we learn that autism is caused by acetaminophen?
I don't know.
Tylenol? So the pregnant lady's taking Tylenol?
I heard today that...
Is that what it is?
A direct quote that I heard today was, they're too poor in Cuba to buy Tylenol, therefore no one in Cuba has autism. That is an actual quote that was said. So I...
And the science does not, shockingly, back this.
I don't.
Is that what I am to believe?
True story.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah, quote, people in Cuba can't afford to buy Tylenol and they have virtually no autism.
Is that true? I mean, you know.
He prefaces it by saying, I'm not sure if this is true or not. And then looks over to Robert F. Kennedy, who goes, we have some studies.
Good times. I don't know.
So am I to take Tylenol?
Are you pregnant?
Am I going to catch the tism? I'm not pregnant.
Then I think you're fine.
Okay.
I think you can keep taking. I'm sure the makers of Tylenol right now were thrilled. Literally as he was getting off the pulpit, he was like, don't take Tylenol! Don't!
Yeah. Who makes Tylenol? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Who
makes?
I just kind of always thought Tylenol made Tylenol.
Right? Yeah, I kind of thought that. It is Johnson & Johnson.
Of course.
acquired McNeil in 1959, soon after Adult Tylenol was launched. Yeah, so. Oh, now it's spun off into a second thing called something else, but it's Johnson & Johnson. But I want some of that Johnson & Johnson. Let's go. Some of that JJ money. All I know is I was told yesterday that the biggest announcement ever was coming. We solved autism.
Yeah.
And the response is don't take Tylenol. So,
but also consult with your doctor. And also, if you are going to take it, maybe just take one. And also, vaccines might be bad for babies because they give them to them like horses.
I don't know, man.
I have a quote here.
Move to Cuba and it won't be an issue. Basically, what I'm learning is just be poor and move to Cuba.
So I have a quote here from Anne Bauer. She is an epidemiologist at the University of Massachusetts.
If you even consider that to be a real school.
So there's a Harvard study where they found that women who reported taking acetaminophen while they were pregnant seemed to be slightly more likely to have a child who was later diagnosed with autism.
And so we've cured autism.
Slightly.
Slightly.
So Anne says she thinks pregnant women should be told about a possible risk from acetaminophen.
Well, that's good.
But the researcher, she was also worried that it might be too soon to have the federal government offering guidelines such as these. She says, I'm a little concerned about how this message is going to come because I think they may be jumping the gun a little bit. I think those of us in the research community would like to see stronger evidence. I always love it when people dance around. Well, we must see. Just call it what it is. Diagnoses of autism have risen over the past two decades, though use of acetaminophen has not, remaining largely steady. The increase.
Let's see how we say that.
Hasn't it been around since the 60s? It was like 1959.
The increase in diagnosis is often attributed to the broadened definition of autism with changes in the diagnostic criteria as well as increased awareness and screening. But Kennedy, our fearless...
Yes. He's the health czar.
Health guy.
Yeah.
What's his title?
I
forget his title. What do they call him?
Oh, look.
Kennedy's title.
Secretary of Health? Secretary of...
He is the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Yeah. No, that's not what I thought it was.
Or they often just call him the Health Secretary, right?
So he dismissed those explanations.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean...
So that's where we're at.
We're living in glorious times. That's all I know.
In other news, Oracle has taken over TikTok for U.S. TikTok users. Did you see that?
Is that still a thing? Are we fighting with them anymore, or has that been...
Fighting with who? Oracle?
Well, no.
By the way, what does Oracle do? Am I dumb? Yes, don't answer that. Of course I am dumb. Yeah. I kind of don't really know what Oracle does.
Computer processors, right?
Yeah, it's just a software company, right?
Sure.
Or hardware company?
Wasn't that...
Oracle is a corporation. Is an American multinational technology company headquartered in Austin, Texas, co-founded by one
Larry Ellison.
Larry Ellison is like the fourth richest guy in the world.
And isn't he insane?
Yes, I think he's a little bit crazy. I still wanted him to buy the Blazers because he's got that FU money.
Yeah, so they're saying TikTok's algorithm will be licensed for the U.S. users to Oracle.
So, so that means like...
So they'll take it over.
So they'll get all of your information and not China. And then they'll get...
Right.
So it's going into the hands of crazy-ass old Larry Ellison as opposed to the Chinese government now. So we're supposed to feel good? No? Maybe? I like the fact that... I remember we had those congressional hearings about TikTok and they had the TikTok boss on there. And one of the congressmen was up there grilling him and he's like... He goes, and you guys are just taking all of that information. You're stealing it. And the guy goes, sir, they give it to us freely when they sign up for our app. He's like, whoa. Says it's right there. We asked for it, and they hand it over. Dude, no young kid gives two craps about any of that. They just want to see their dances and the hots on there, and they just give over their information.
So I was looking at a list of companies that don't do what you think they do.
Uh-huh.
Based off of my...
Is that Oracle?
I don't know. Oracle does, what do they fix your teeth? I don't know. They're a huge company. I should know what they do, but I don't.
Yeah.
Is it true that Lego is the biggest tire manufacturer in the world?
Lego?
No.
Because there's so many Lego Titan. I wouldn't think so.
Well, that's, I think, Firestone, right? By the way, have you seen the new Firestone ads that are out there? Those things are fire.
What does that mean?
Explain
everything you just said.
For whatever reason now, when I'm watching sports, I keep seeing the ads for Firestone tires. Dude, and I'm telling you, it's like the best ad on TV right now. It's like whatever the 100th anniversary of Firestone tires. And they have everything from like NASCAR to IndyCar to like F-15s like flying off, and they're all made, you know, all on Firestone tires. It's kind of, and then they do they just like everything that Firestone's involved with. It's kind of, oh, that might actually be Goodyear. It might not be Firestone, it might be Goodyear, the Goodyear tires.
Okay.
I stand corrected.
By the way, Michelin, the number one tire manufacturer. Although I am reading an article here, it says Lego is actually the world's biggest tire manufacturer.
Because they make tires for Legos?
I would assume that's what that means, right? I mean, they're not making real tires.
Yeah, this is right here. According to AI, yes, Lego makes tires, but they're not the tires you would find in a real vehicle. Lego tires are typically made of plastic and are designed to be used on Lego. So, yes, they are the largest tire. They make more tires than anyone else, but they're just made for Legos.
Yeah. So they're technically the world's largest atomic tire maker. So that is true.
I don't think that works. So.
But it's true.
How about it? Yeah, each year, Lego makes 318 million. Yeah.
I mean,
isn't
that like saying Fisher-Price is the world's biggest car maker because they make more toy kid cars than anybody else?
Yes.
Well,
I mean, that's
technically
not,
it's true.
It's semantics.
It's a kind of car.
But anyway, don't look at the Firestone. Look at the Goodyear commercials that are going on. It kind of makes me want to buy tires. I get all like,
wow.
You know?
You are a marketing exec's dream.
Well, you know, every now and then, like, you see a commercial and it works. You're like, it gets you all like welled up with like American pride or something. You're like, hell yeah, man. Freaking Goodyear tires. It's just like all this like hyper masculine, like people doing cool stuff. And in the background of it all is there's Goodyear tires, and then they show the blimp and they get done. And I'm like, hell yeah, Goodyear. And then I'm like, wait, I don't have Goodyear tires. Like, I want some good. Now I'm not going to go out and buy Goodyear tires, but it makes me wish I had Goodyear tires on my car. It's a really cool ad. I see it's just been going around all the NFL games.
I don't pay any attention to ads. I really don't. Like, I mean, I see them and I remember them, or like a jingle or a funny ad or whatever, but I can never remember what it's for.
Well,
you know,
to be fair, I thought it was Firestone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know. And you would think that would be a problem for advertising, right? Like, nobody ever remembers, but they say advertising works.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
And I'm sure it works on me, but I never remember the actual company that advertises. I remember the ad, but not the company.
It would be one of those things that if I was in the market for tires right now, and it's true because I have an EV. Did you also know, fun fact about EVs, they go through tires like you wouldn't believe because of the...
I have heard that.
Dude, it's like alarming. You're like, oh, crap.
I love Tesla.
The weight of them, because they weigh so much, and then there's so much torque. Like, when you just step on the gas and it goes, apparently you go through. I had no idea. I'm like, oh my God, like, you can have a set of 25,000 mile tires. You ain't getting 25,000 miles on those bad boys. You get like half the shelf life. But if I were suddenly in the market for tires right now, I promise you, the first thing I would look at is Goodyear tires, because it's in the front of my mind. The start of the commercial is the scene from Back to the Future where Doc Brown's sitting there with Marty. And he goes, when this baby hits 88, you're going to see some serious... And then...
Okay, so I have seen that.
I think I have seen that. I just didn't put it together. It was a good year.
And then it shows like an F-16 getting ready to take off. And then it shows like a NASCAR. And then it goes back to the DeLorean. And it's just all like these clips of
America,
like this...
America,
Like, America! All on the background of Goodyear tires.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, it makes me want... freaking Goodyear tires now.
Yeah, trucks, balls,
I'm a little upset that my tires aren't Goodyear.
Who knew that Souk would be... what should I say? I'm trying to filter my words.
Oh, ads work on me. 100%.
No, I know, but who knew you would... Like, the two things that would make your pants the tightest the last week have been Rocco Becht and Michelin.
Goodyear, thank you.
Or, I mean, Goodyear, sorry.
Goodyear tires?
Yeah.
Rocco! Oh, my Rocco!
Dude, ads work on me, though. Like, I'll see an ad for... Here's the other
one. Don't they work on everybody?
They have to. I mean, Like,
it's proven. It's science.
Yes. The one that's pissing me off right now, and I feel like it should be illegal, you should not be allowed. I want RFK, now that we're eliminating Tylenol, it should be illegal to run commercials for things that aren't available in my area. Because I keep seeing these damn Chili's commercials for the new apps at Chili's.
Yeah, you're going to have to get back to Mexico City for that.
No Chili's. I got Dan Campbell in there telling me that I got 80,000 options with my new Chili's menu or whatever.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Dan, I want to bite some kneecaps and some Southwestern egg rolls, and I can't because there's no Chili's.
Are those just NFL?
Yeah,
like just national,
the national ads.
Yeah.
And it's horse crap. Because every time I see one, I'm like, oh my God, they got spicy tendies and Southwestern egg rolls and Dan Campbell, three of my favorite things, and I can't have any of them. None. And I'm not happy about it. Because now I'm like driving around thinking about Chili's, and yes, I may go back to Mexico City just to eat at that Chili's.
So now I want to give you a list of top companies that don't do what you think they do. It's actually quite fascinating. Yeah.
I'm always fascinated. One, I want to hear this, but I always like when you realize, like they do this with food companies, there's only like two companies in the world that produce food. It's like Nabisco and like Kraft or something.
Yeah.
And they own everything. They're, like if you see like the pie chart, there's only a handful of companies in the entire world that matter. And everything else is just a subsidiary of that. So you think you're buying like something like kind of local or you're not. It's like when we were trying to ban Bud Light or whatever. And everyone's like, well, I'm done drinking Bud Light. I'm drinking. Well, that's Anheuser-Busch. I'm done drinking. No, that's Anheuser-Busch, too. It's like InBev. It's all owned by the same people, man.
All right, we'll be right back. This is The Club on The Fan. Yeah, so we're talking about companies that don't do what you think they do. Mainly because we stumbled upon this because I didn't really know what Oracle did.
You're like, I know they're worth a lot of money.
I think that every time I see a golfer with his sponsors, like 85% of them, I'm like, no idea. It's probably a financial institution, maybe.
For the longest time, was it Phil had that?
KPMG.
I had no idea for like 15 years. Like,
we didn't even bother to look it up.
Like, who the hell?
And there's others that stand out, like someone had Berenberg forever. I'm like, I don't know what Berenberg is.
But I know that they're on Phil's hat, so... Some of the stuff's easy, like NetJets or whatever. I'm like, sure. All right, there's a lot of weird, random stuff out there, and you just have no idea.
Well, the first company that comes to mind, companies that don't do what you think they do, is McDonald's, because McDonald's is really just a land company. Like they own the land, all the land that their restaurants are on.
Okay,
but then they lease the restaurants, so they're really just they're just landlords.
So the people leasing them are collectively running McDonald's. It's McDonald's franchise. Is just a renter of land.
Yeah, I mean, technically it's turned into that.
But I'm sure they have some sort of giant headquarter thing where they
because it's a franchise.
Yeah, it's franchise.
It's turned into this.
They make more off the land than anything
else. That's how they make their money.
Because I do know, McDonald's are a license to print money, but I do know, a guy that has, I think he's got two of them. It is quite expensive. To be a franchisee of McDonald's.
But once you get in there, you're in good shape.
Yeah, McDonald's makes money.
Those fats will roll through there all day long.
Like, I've wondered that about, like, it seems like every time someone opens a Chick-fil-A, like, it's just people lose their ass. Why aren't, they must limit it. Who can own those, or they must be really expensive, because, dude, you open one of those, it's a license to print money. That there's a Chick-fil-A by my house that, dude, it's been open for years, and you can't, no matter what time of the day you show up, there's a line around the freaking corner.
This raises another good question, which we probably can't answer, but what do you think is the least expensive, best franchise model? Because any of the good franchise models are probably just astronomical.
Right? Like, I think at one point of getting into the coffee game was probably the teas, but now I'm assuming they get into Dutch Brothers or whatever, because that's just like... It's
Dutch
one
Bros.
Stand.
But that's not cheap.
I bet you at one point that was a value. And I'm guessing now that they understand their worth. But for a while, how hard is it to put up one stupid stand with like a windmill on it? And then you get like two cute teenage people to work it. And, you know.
Yeah, but that's become all the rage with BlackRock. And there's a million of those now.
Yeah, so I think that I'm guessing at one point that was the answer. But my guess is the ship may have sailed on that. I don't know. Subway for a while was rocking. I know that, but they, John Oliver did a bit on Subway. I guess being a Subway franchisee is a nightmare. Subway grabs you by the balls and squeezes you. Like
is
it is.
Franchisee a new word? Did you just make that up?
I think it's franchisee.
Franchisee, perhaps?
A franchisee.
A franchisee. A franchisee.
Who's burgling who? It's insane. Yeah, they, I get, it's a really tough spot to be in to own Subways. They do not make it friendly.
Okay, so this was from Reddit. It's a great business school case study question. Figure out what a company actually does, the activity that contributes most to its bottom line, from what it says it does, mm-hmm. which is its marketing. One on here is Disney. What they say they do is make movies and theme park experiences for all ages. What they really do, they franchise and IP licensing. They're basically lawyers. Mm. Theme parks are huge, but so is retail and consumer products. Their movie business is relatively small and questionably profitable on its own, but the IP contributes to all those other businesses. So the licensing.
Yeah.
Amazon, what they say they do, order anything over the internet, direct your home. What they really do is their business-to-business cloud storage and server management business.
Yeah, because everything else, they don't make anything, essentially. It's all just farmed out at these like giant warehouses. Like I know that.
Facebook/Insta, what they say they do, share videos and photos and connect with your family and friends and internet communities. What they actually do, advertising platform, matching consumer data to targeted business marketing. Hmm.
Makes sense.
And then Google, what they say they do, search engine, a suite of productivity services, maps, etc. What they actually do, business-to-business advertising, bidding platform for keywords and targeted business marketing. Hmm. Never ask a business what they do. Just look at their strongest bottom line incentive, and you'll know exactly what they really do.
By the way, I found a list of like low cost and it's all stuff you haven't heard of.
Well, what do we got? What are the concepts?
So anything that like all the McDonald's and stuff, you're in seven figures. It's so expensive. But like some of these, everything from moving companies. Does that do anything for you? Two men in a truck, you can start for as low as $170,000.
Well, I saw that around the other day. I really thought it was two guys in a truck. It's actually a bunch of guys and a bunch of trucks.
It's a bunch of guys and a bunch of trucks. But you can become a franchisee for as little as $107,000 and minimum cash requirement, $80,000.
May I?
I feel lied to.
May I stay? I also saw them, by the way. Two guys. I saw the truck.
I thought it was two guys in a truck, not a big business that anyone could join.
It really should be two guys in a truck. Mm-hmm. But do you really need to franchise a? If you want to own a moving company?
I think the idea is that if you want to stand, I mean, there's probably so many, and you know,
buying
the name, and maybe they provide.
People don't really know who does.
And maybe they provide you trucks and license and insurance bonds and stuff like that. Snap-on Tools. I'm just trying to go with the ones I've heard of.
Ooh, what's the tools one?
Snap-on Tools, you can start for minimum cash requirement, $45,000.
And what do I do?
I'm guessing you become a retailer of Snap-on Tools.
I'm okay with that.
I'm trying to look at other ones. A lot of these I haven't even heard of. Like Be Organized. Don't know that one. Oh, Sports Clips.
Oh, if
you want to start a Sports Clips, $275.
I think it would be hard to keep your hair, what do they call them? Hairdressers?
Stylists.
I think it would be hard to keep your stylist.
I mean, $275, and this is on the, I mean, these are all ones that are, quote, affordable.
I got to pay 275 Gs to start a Sport Clips?
Yes, you do. And you have to have in cash.
And I don't know, man. That seems like a rough business. When you go into a barber shop and it's just popping, like if they always seem empty, especially the discount ones, like but, I don't know, man.
Obviously, yeah, I'm out on that one. Some of these have to work because there's a million Sports Clips. So
no, I get it.
Like you couldn't do this.
You got Justin Herbert backing you now, and he's got a wonderful flow.
Yeah, there's some maid services on here, like Molly Maids, Ooh, Two Maids.
That's good.
Those are on here. That you could start for as low as $61,000 in cash. Yeah, I mean, and stuff like, have you ever heard Foxy Box Laser?
What's that?
I get it. It's Foxy Box Laser. It's a bikini wax place.
Oh, so it's for waxing your foxy. Okay.
Your foxy box.
Can we say that?
I don't think so.
What? I don't know.
It's in the name.
It's in the
Rocco,
name.
Rocco, oh my Rocco. Oh.
The best part, this is my favorite one. So the logo, look up the logo to to the Fancy Box Laser and Wax Bar, because it's a little smiling fox face, but it's a crotch. It's
wow.
The logo is a pair of up tops in a bikini, and the up tops are the eyebrows of the little fox.
At least they're owning it.
We're getting a couple on the text line. Somebody says they know somebody who just opened a Grease Monkey,
mm-hmm.
and they're killing it.
Oh.
Very modest franchise cost.
So is that a like an auto shop, I'm assuming?
Oh, it's like the oil change,
yeah.
Place.
Hey, Wetzel's Pretzels, great pretzels. $75,000 in cash.
Are now those, that I'm interested in.
Are those stores or just little, aren't they like little parts?
I think they're like, yeah, I think that you put them inside things. Yeah, I
like
don't think
malls.
They're malls.
I can't get behind that because I just don't feel like malls have much of a future, but maybe I'm wrong.
But yeah, $75,000 to do that. A lot of like Mr. Electric, Mr. Appliance.
RJ says he has a few buddies who own a Papa Murphy's,
mm-hmm.
or has a buddy who owns a Papa Murphy's. Absolutely loaded and never works.
There you go. So I think the idea is like, I think that's the idea is that if you have the money to do this and you can put it down. I mean, these are kind of proven things. Oh, here's, okay. So this is, now we're getting into, cause I keep scrolling up. So these are all, you know, we were talking about 75,000, 100,000 Wingstop.
Okay.
Care to guess cash requirement for Wingstop?
Probably quarter of a mil.
No. Starts $600,000. You need $600,000 in cash to plunk down on a Wingstop. And they're saying total investment is around $859 to $1 million, but you have to bring $600,000 in cash.
Isn't the wing game kind of a crowded space? Like a lot of people do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Buffalo Wild Wings still.
There's two Wingstops over kind of by me. Slammed.
Are they?
Yeah, there's one by me too. I think that when Buffalo Wild Wings like really blew up, I don't know if they priced themselves out, but it seemed like people started complaining about the price and the quality, and that was like an opportunity for disruption from the Wingstops of the world.
So what's Wingstop's wing secret?
I think they're just as good and come in cheaper.
And I think it's just a name.
And
right?
they don't do a bar like Buffalo Wild Wings. They don't have screens everywhere and stuff like that.
And so
it's
I
just
think
go and get the wings.
If you've ever known anyone that opens a restaurant, I know a guy that opened a bar. That I really like. Jerry's Tavern. Shout out Jerry's. And one of the problems is like food costs. When it's just one little restaurant, like it's really hard to order the right amount of food because you order too much and it spoils and rots. And when you only have the buying power of one thing, you can't really buy in bulk. Whereas Wingstop, I'm guessing, not only are you paying the $600,000 in cash, you're getting the name Wingstop, and everyone's like, oh, Wingstop, I know that. But my guess is the buying power that comes with being a Wingstop, you get your wings, quality controlled, all the sizes, everything. It is probably just turn and burn. There's no, like, they just know, hey, you're ordering from us, this is your cost, and it's just, and they probably look at 1,000 stores and be like, hey, this works.
Well, let's open a Wingstop and a Sport Clips.
I'm trying to see what the cost is.
Put them next to each other. You can get some wings while you're waiting for your cut.
There's a lot of tanning business on here. A lot of those.
You could call it sports wings.
See, that's the one I don't get how they
wing
stay
clips.
Open. like the
which one? What'd you say?
Tanning locations?
Yeah. Like people that, like that.
That's the one where I'm like, really? That makes money? Jamba Juice is on here. 500 G's to open a Jamba Juice.
I
got to
tell you, I think that there's a real health and wellness movement. I was waiting for you to pop one on my radar that was kind of a health and wellness.
I'll see if I
thing.
Can find
like a poke bowl spot or like a
yeah.
Are you talking
like,
food or you want?
No, it doesn't have to be food. I just think people are really getting into. I think people are doing a better job.
Cold
and
plunge center.
Will continue to do a better job of taking care of themselves. Yeah. We're starting to learn that, you know, some self care is important.
I'm trying to see. Ooh. There's some other ones. There's some like child training ones. There's a Soccer Stars, Child Enrichment, Child Services is the category. And basically it's just like indoor practice facilities for kids. You can start that for 40 G's.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
That's not a bad one.
Nope.
Because you're always going to have youth sports.
Yep.
They always need a place to play.
Yep. So there, I mean, I'm guessing that's a pretty simple
one. How do you make money?
I'm guessing renting out your facility for practices and on-field time tournaments. Things of that.
That's my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
At 40K?
40K. I was just trying to think of
what's it called?
Soccer Stars.
I've heard of it. I think they run leagues too. So I think you can like enroll your 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 year old into the leagues that then get run in those facilities.
Yeah, you were just, you were asking like health. Senior helpers, there's that that helps out the olds. That's senior care. $55,000 to start that.
Mm.
No?
I mean, I do love me some olds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We just were saying take care of. There's a lot on here now that I see it. There's a lot of senior care on here. Tons.
Yeah.
How is photography still a thing? Spoiled rotten photography for kids.
Doing like family portraits and stuff like that. I bet you can charge a lot for that.
30 G's.
All right, we got to run.
Yeah, we do.
Don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got to go start a business.
Lots of them, apparently.
Yeah.
Who's ready for a planet parade?
Let's go.
Let's get to Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We sure do, kids. We've got you.
By the way, I decided to do a quick little research thing. Well, I just looked at, like, I thought McDonald's, we were talking about McDonald's, like, just that's like the gold standard. Depending on where you're opening it, 1.4 to 2.5.
By the way, he's talking about franchises.
Franchises.
Yeah.
If you want to open a McDonald's, you have to be ready to plunk down between $1.5 million and $2.5 million. You also have to have $700,000 in non-borrowed liquid capital.
Okay.
You have to have another $500,000 set aside for marketing and operational costs. So 1.4 to 2.5, then another 750, then a 500. Then you have to put down an initial $45,000 franchise fee. Then you have to pay your monthly rent, a 4% service fee, and a 4% marketing fee to McDonald's. I'm assuming every month. And so that's where that goes. But then I looked at like Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A pays for everything. You can start a Chick-fil-A for as low as $10,000 in places.
Really?
Chick-fil-A is...
Well, what's the catch?
So Chick-fil-A is very... You don't own the Chick-fil-A. You are a steward of the Chick-fil-A.
Run it for them?
They're very selective in who they hire. You have to have... apparently, there's a long waiting list.
None of that liberal bullshit.
Yep. You have, successful candidates often demonstrate strong community ties and leadership and... They're basically saying religious. They want... You got to be religious. I was a lie. Highly selective and looks for candidates with strong business and management experience as well.
Well, but wait, what's in it for me?
All right, so their thing is, unlike McDonald's, where it sounds like unless you have $3 million, you ain't getting into McDonald's, you can pay a franchise fee of up to as low as $10,000. So basically, the more they like you, the less you have to pay. So $10,000, and Chick-fil-A buys the land. They build everything for you, cover all the construction costs. And then once it's up and running, you are responsible for paying 15% of gross sales forever and 50% of the profits to Chick-fil-A. You also have to pay for your own insurance, advertising, technical support, staffing, all that.
Dude, I don't like that deal at all.
But they said, unlike other models where you buy the business, Chick-fil-A is more like a manager and operator. It allows Chick-fil-A to obviously make massive profits.
So you're probably less exposed, but at the same time have less command to
it
really
It says
earn.
The model generates high revenue for Chick-fil-A, but allows franchisees to get into the business with lower upfront investment compared to other. It is by far the lowest point of entry. Most people just can't plunk down. So I was looking at like Burger King, Wendy's. You have to have millions of dollars to start one of these. And it sounds like if Chick-fil-A likes you and you fit their... that kind of their model.
Their profile, if you will.
Their profile, and that you have strong management and they believe that you're not going to screw it up. It kind of sounds like Chick-fil-A basically just starts it for you.
Yeah, but you said I had to have 50% of... I had to take on 50% of the costs?
You have to pay them 15% of the gross sales.
Oh, 15.
Sales.
I thought you said 50.
Well, it's thing. So you pay them 15% of gross sales and 50% of all profits.
50?
50. 50.
Again.
But
they say they're taking on the risk, kind of.
They're taking on the risk.
They are, and that's a good, and it is a good business model. It's just.
And they're very successful.
I feel like I'm a glorified.
You are.
You're a super manager.
Yes, I'm just the manager.
You don't own anything.
No, you do not.
But I do get a cut of the profits.
Yes, you get 50% minus the 15 of the gross. And then you have to pay for your staffing and all that. So,
bro, I'm out
I'm
on
sure
that
it's
deal.
Profitable, but it is not like owning a McDonald's. But you don't need $3 million.
Shove it, Chick-fil-A.
You got $3 million to open at a McDonald's?
Well, shove it, McDonald's. Shove
very
all of you. Shove
very
it.
Rich.
I'm opening my sports clips. Yeah. Oh no, that was one of the expensive ones too, wasn't it?
That was a two something.
What was the 40 grand one that I liked?
I thought that was sport clips. No.
You said there was one for 40 G's, and I...
There was. It was the Soccer City one.
It was my favorite
Soccer
one.
Stars.
Yeah, Soccer Stars.
I'm opening that. I'll put a Chick-fil-A in it.
That's the way that
Lease
works.
Lease it to Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
I like that basically, that as part of the Chick-fil-A is you have to meet our profile and... What do they call it? Community standards. I got a good idea.
You know what that means? You have to be a fascist.
That's not very nice.
What? Need a Muslim?
Well, they're just... I don't think that would probably fly.
Okay.
I think they would like strong Christian values running their chicken.
I'm going to get rid of all the women. I'm going to get rid of all the black guys.
And look, I don't know what Chick-fil-A does at management, but you know what they do? They make a strong bird. I'll tell you that right now. I will put the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich up against anyone's.
Their doo-doo.
And the bread, the little butter bread. Yeah. That's a quality item. And they're the nicest human beings on the planet.
Yeah, you say thank you, and they're not even allowed to say you're welcome. They have to say, it was my pleasure.
My pleasure, sir.
Dude, I don't... If you ever want to see the true duality of human beings, go to a Chick-fil-A and then immediately go to a Popeye's chicken. Yes. And I promise you, you will leave that Chick-fil-A being like, oh my God, what nice human beings. And you will leave that Popeye's being like...
Two very different sides of the same
what
coin.
What just happened? And by the way, at Chick-fil-A, you will get your order, and it'll be nice in your little bag, and it'll be hot. Popeyes, dude, you got a 50-50 chance of getting half of what you ordered. I'll tell you what, though. When the stuff you do get, it's going to be freaking awesome. And they're open on Sundays, and they're open until like 2 in the morning.
All right, we got to wrap it up, and we'll do that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did he just say, I have a lot of friends, they're fat?
Got a lot of friends, they're fat. Got a lot of friends, they're fat. They said, yeah, I lost some weight. I said, you don't look it to me.
Jesus.
That was the press conference on autism, of course.
Yes, of course.
I said, well, let's see how we say that. Got a lot of friends, they're fat.
They're fat.
Fat.
He also did the fat shot. But he's talking about Ozempic.
Yeah,
Ozempic. Fat shot drug.
Yeah.
I know a lot about grass.
Good times. This Ravens-Lions game is really good.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to go home and watch the rest of it.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here, Buckley.
And there's actually real
you're
defense.
Really obnoxious.
Are we not done yet? Or?
Got a lot of fat friends. Got to go home and text some fat friends. Listen here, Tubby. Good times.
Is it?
There it is. Hey, Monday Night Football is great.
Got a lot of friends, they're fat. They said, yeah, I lost some weight. I said, you don't look it to me.
I can't wait.
A gift that keeps on giving in some way or another.
Well, he sure is.
I said it doesn't look it.
Got a lot of friends, they're fat. They said, yeah, I lost some weight. I said, you don't look it to me.
Fat friends.
You want to try that other one again?
Because there are a lot of stupid people in this country running things.
Oh, are there?
He said it.
All right. You kids have a great night.
I'm going to go home and not take Tylenol.
Got a lot of friends, they're fat.
We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
I said, well, let's see how we say that. Because there are a lot of stupid people in this country running things. Got a lot of friends, they're fat. They said, yeah, I lost some weight. I said, you don't look it to me.
Thank you for making
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.